Want to write a novel but not sure where to start? Grab a copy of my free Story Starter Kit workbook by going to savannahgilbo.com/starter-kit. In this free multi-page guide, I'll walk you through the first 5 questions to ask and answer before writing any story. You'll get clarity on your characters, your setting, your theme, your plot, and so much more. So one more time, go to savannahgilbo.com/starter-kit to grab your free copy. Each of your characters, and especially your protagonist, needs to have a goal because in real life, everybody wants something and they're trying to achieve something. And a character who wants something or who is trying to achieve something is someone who's going to actively be pursuing their goals, which is what's going to help you create the external plot of your story. Welcome to the Fiction Writing Made Easy podcast. My name is Savannah Gilbo, and I'm here to help you write a story that works. I want to prove to you that writing a novel doesn't have to be overwhelming. So each week, I'll bring you a brand new episode with simple, actionable, and step-by-step strategies that you can implement in your writing right away. So whether you're brand new to writing or more of a seasoned author looking to improve your craft, this podcast is for you. So pick up a pen and let's get started. In today's episode, we're going to talk about crafting compelling characters for your story. Specifically, I'm going to walk you through 5 key questions that you can ask of your characters before you start writing. And these aren't going to be questions like, what's your character's favorite color or what's their favorite hobby? These are deep and specific questions that will help you get to the heart of who your character really is and then help you develop a story that works. So if you've ever worried that your character in your story is a little flat or boring or just not as compelling as you'd want them to be, then I think you're really going to like today's episode. And I have all of these questions on a worksheet for you guys that you can download at savannahgilbo.com/characters. The worksheet's going to walk you through each of these questions and then give you space to kind of map out your answers. So one more time, you can find that at savannahgilbo.com/characters. Okay, so let's dive into the 5 questions that will help you craft compelling characters for your story. The first question you can ask is, what does your character want? Each of your characters, and especially your protagonist, needs to have a goal because in real life, everybody wants something and they're trying to achieve something, right? And a character who wants something or who is trying to achieve something is someone who's going to actively be pursuing their goals, which is what's going to help you create the external plot of your story. And then once you know your character's overarching story goal, you can come up with smaller goals that he or she will need to accomplish in order to achieve that overarching story goal. These smaller goals are going to be your scene goals. So if we take a murder mystery, for example, we know the detective's overarching story goal is going to be to catch the murderer and to bring him or her to justice, right? That's the overarching story goal. But then some of the detective's smaller scene goals might be to uncover a clue or chase down a lead with the intent that each of these things gets them closer to uncovering who that murderer is, right? So those are the detective's smaller scene goals that add up to the overarching goal of finding the murderer and bringing him or her to justice. Whatever these smaller scene goals are, they should move your character closer to the climax of the story. So in our example with the detective and the murder mystery, we want the detective to be moving closer to uncovering who the murderer is, right? These smaller goals should also help to create change in your character by giving him or her more confidence or sometimes more doubt, depending on the kind of story you're writing. And they should also come with consequences that force your character to react and that push your plot forward. So the very first question you want to ask here is, what does your character want before we meet him or her on page 1? And then how will that initial goal change after the inciting incident of the story drags them into the main conflict? So a good example of this is in The Hunger Games, when we meet Katniss Everdeen, she's all about keeping her family safe, right? She wants to keep them safe and fed and do whatever it takes to provide for them, right? And then when the inciting incident comes, which is when Katniss's sister, Prim, gets her name called as District 12's tribute, it makes sense that Katniss is going to volunteer for her because her initial story goal is to keep her family safe and protected. So then when she gets dragged into the actual Hunger Games, her goal shifts to her own survival, right? So it's kind of like group or family survival, and then it shifts into her own individual survival as she gets dragged into the arena. And if we think about those kind of micro or scene goals that Katniss is working through as she fights to survive in the Hunger Games, It's basically she's just surviving every different type of obstacle that comes at her once she's in the arena, right? So whether that's facing down career tributes or dealing with the actual obstacles that the game makers have set up, like each of these steps is taking her either one step closer to or farther away from surviving the Hunger Games and being the last living tribute, right? So can you guys see how just asking one question can already start to help you shape the plot of your story? And that's why I love doing this kind of work up front, because it just helps us write a stronger, more cohesive draft. And then the second question you want to ask is, why does your character want to achieve this goal? So once you've determined what they want, you need to ask why they want it. In other words, what's motivating them to go through all of this conflict and strife or the events of your story in order to achieve this goal? Like, why is it so important to them, right? Your character needs to have reasons to put their life at risk and to endure all the hardship that your external plot is going to throw at them, because without a rock solid motivation, what's stopping them from giving up, right? So in the example from the Hunger Games, we can ask, what's motivating Katniss? Well, if she doesn't protect her family or provide for her family, they're going to die, right? If she doesn't fight in the Hunger Games and try to win, she's going to die. So her motivation makes sense, and it makes sense why she's going through all these different obstacles and challenges, because if not, she's not going to survive, right? And of course, not every story is going to have such high stakes or such a strong motivation like life and death, but whatever your character's motivation is, it needs to be strong enough to push them through the story without allowing them to give up. And it needs to be specific and personal enough that it feels believable to the reader. So if your character's goal was to win a gold medal, you want to ask why. So why does your character want to win a gold medal? What does this goal specifically mean to him or her? Or what's motivating your character to go through all the training and the dieting and just, you know, all the things that come with training to win a gold medal, right? And something I like to do when I'm fleshing out my character's motivation is to just keep asking why until you can't ask why anymore. And this is really going to help you come up with a strong and organic feeling motivation for your character. So after you know what your character wants, you want to ask, why does your character want that thing that he or she wants? And then what will achieving this goal or accomplishing this thing, what will that mean to your character? So how will it affect their life? The third thing you want to ask is, what's standing in your character's way externally? And that's because if your character could automatically achieve their story goal, then you would have nothing to write about, right? So that means you're going to need to throw some kind of conflict in your character's way to keep things interesting for your reader and your protagonist. And it's not just to keep things interesting, it's also to force that kind of change that readers are going to expect to see in a story, right? Readers don't want to read a story where nothing changes and the characters don't grow, because that would just be boring. So there are two types of conflict we can really play with in our stories. One of them is external conflict, which basically just comes from outside the character. So it's who or what is standing in your character's way in the outside world. So in the Hunger Games, for example, that would be the other tributes who are fighting in the arena, and then people like President Snow. In most stories, this is the antagonist, like the villain or the murderer or whatever. Or it's the antagonistic force, like a hurricane or an asteroid heading for Earth or whatever, depending on the type of story you're writing. So once you know what your character wants and why he or she wants it, it's time to ask, what's standing in your character's way in the outside world? So who or what does your character need to overcome before the story ends? What kind of an external conflict are they going to face? And then once you have the external conflict down, we can move on to question number four, which is, what's in your character's way internally? So just like in our own real life, your character is going to have a past. They're going to have a backstory that's full of everything that's ever happened to them before the reader meets them on page one, right? And this backstory is going to color everything that's happening to them in the story present. So to really uncover what's standing in your character's way internally, you're going to have to dig into your character's relevant backstory to uncover useful pieces of information that's not only going to help your character feel like a real person, but is also going to help you create inner conflict for your character to face and some kind of inner conflict for them to overcome, right? So inner conflict is really whatever your character brings to the story, both emotionally and intellectually. This can be something like doubt maybe in themselves or their abilities. It can be confusion about how the world works, some kind of false belief about themselves or the world, you know, just any of these things that we grapple with inside of ourselves. And then whatever kind of internal conflict you come up with, this is what your character is going to need to face and overcome in order to succeed in overcoming their external conflict. So for example, in a story like Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry's internal conflict really centers around the fact that he's not fully aware of what happened in his past, and he doesn't quite believe that he deserves the title of the boy who lived or this reputation for defeating Voldemort when he really doesn't even remember what happened. So he kind of has this lack of confidence or lack of self-belief that he has to deal with in that book in order to really go up against Voldemort at the very end, right? So you can ask things of your character like, what fears or false beliefs are preventing your character from achieving their goal right away? Or something like, what lesson does your character need to learn in order to achieve their external story goal? So do they need to overcome some kind of doubt? Do they need to overcome an outdated worldview, or maybe something like a lack of confidence or a lack of self-trust? You know, just whatever these internal issues are, that's what we're digging for here. And then question number 5 is, what's at stake if your character succeeds or fails? So what do they have to lose if they're unsuccessful in accomplishing their goal? And what do they have to gain if they're successful in accomplishing their goal? And the reason this is important is because as your character pursues his or her goals, they're going to have to make choices and initiate different actions in order to move closer to accomplishing their goal, right? And like I mentioned earlier, when we were talking about your character's motivation, if there's not something strong enough that's motivating them or not something big enough at stake, then why wouldn't they just give up on their goal, right? So to make a story interesting, we want to have conflict, but we also want to have something at stake. So something your protagonist stands to lose or gain over the course of the story. So these could be public stakes, like something that affects other people besides your character. So maybe, you know, if the character doesn't stop an asteroid from hitting Earth, then a lot of people are going to die, right? Or these could be something like personal stakes that mainly affect your character and have personal and significant meaning to him or her. So I kind of like looking at the Hunger Games again for this, because there are personal stakes for sure, because if Katniss doesn't come out of the Hunger Games alive, then obviously what's at stake is her life, right? That's very personal to her. But as she comes to realize that this whole thing is kind of more corrupt than she ever knew living in District 12, the stakes become a little more public because, you know, she really wants to bring down the whole system, right? And stop these games from ever happening and stop the Capitol from having control over everybody, right? So there's a really good mix of public and personal stakes. So for this one, you basically want to ask, what does my character stand to lose if he or she is not successful? And what does he or she stand to gain if she is successful? And that's it. That's 5 questions that you can ask of any character in your story to flesh them out in a way that's actually going to help you write your story and then also make them more compelling to readers. Now, some of you might be wondering, how many characters should I answer these questions for? And I always recommend answering these 5 questions for at least your protagonist and your antagonist, but you can answer these questions for any important character in your story too. In fact, answering these questions for your secondary characters will just help you feel like they're real people and can even make it easier for you to write their actions and behaviors because you can kind of see the whole picture of who they are and what they want. So it's really up to you how much work you want to do, but I highly recommend doing this work for at least your protagonist and your antagonist because it will save you so much time and energy in the long run. Now, let's do a quick recap. Question number 1 was, what does your character want? So what does he or she want before the reader meets them on page 1? And then what does your character want once the inciting incident comes in and just kind of shakes up everything? So what's their overarching story goal, the main goal they're going to be chasing from start to finish? And then question number 2 is, why does your character want this? So why is he or she going to risk their life or their happiness or just all this effort in order to accomplish it? Like, what does this goal mean to them? And then question number 3 is, what's standing in your character's way externally? So who or what is standing in their way and preventing them from accomplishing their goal right away? Question number 4 is, what's standing in your character's way internally? So what kind of self-doubt, lack of confidence, false belief about themselves or the world, like what's standing on their way in the inside? And this is what your character is going to need to overcome in order to successfully overcome the external conflict of the story. Question number 5 is, what's at stake if your character succeeds or fails? So what do they stand to lose if they fail to accomplish their goal? or what do they stand to gain if they succeed in accomplishing their goal? And I have all of these questions on a worksheet for you guys that you can download at savannahgilbo.com/characters. The worksheet's going to walk you through each of these questions and then give you space to kind of map out your answers. So one more time, you can find that at savannahgilbo.com/characters. So I hope this episode helps you flesh out your characters, and I hope you can see how asking these five things up front can really start to inform your story and just save you a lot of time and energy when it comes time to write. And I would highly encourage you guys to take one of your favorite books and review these five questions for the protagonist of that story to see if you can pick out the answers for each of these questions. For me, that's kind of the easiest way to learn, so I always recommend people do that. I think sometimes it helps if we can see it in action in a story that works. So that's it for today's show. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and showing your support. If you want to check out any of the links I mentioned in this episode, you can find them over at savannahgilbo.com/podcast. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show because there's going to be another brand new episode coming out next week. If you're an Apple user, I'd really appreciate it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating and review. Your ratings and reviews tell iTunes that this is a podcast that's worth listening to. And in turn, that helps this show get in front of more fiction writers just like you. So that's it for today's show. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, happy writing.